Hello, Lens Changers. Welcome to Change the Lens podcast. In this beautiful morning, I will host an episode with our special guest. We will talk about the journey of Imagineer in Jakarta, Indonesia. The Lens is from one of Imagineering alumni from Breda University of Applied Science, Adi Artanta Pratama. Adi was Imagineering student in 2014 until 2015. And since graduate, he has worked for several companies in Jakarta such as Sanofi and Freda Praxis. Adi now is work as financial analyst and also built his own business. Curious how about Adi story and journey as Imagineer in Jakarta, Indonesia? Let's listening, enjoy, and get inspired. Hello, good morning, Adi.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm very glad to have you in our podcast channel, Change the Lens. Mm-hmm. How are you? Is it good in Jakarta today?
Yeah, it's a good day, but the weather is not that good. Yeah, a bit cloudy, but yeah, that's not a problem. So, yeah, just take it easy.
Yeah, Indonesia have good weather if compared to
Netherlands. Yep, right? Yep, true. Better weather, better food, and better everything, I guess.
Okay. Let's start our exciting discussion today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
So we are really curious about how is Imagineering application in Indonesia context.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell your journey as an Imagineer in Indonesia?
It's such a nice, interesting question. How to tell it? First I graduated at 24, around 6 years ago. Yeah, almost 6 years ago. I can say it. During those 6 years, there are a lot of ups and downs. I can say a lot of interesting stories, a lot of lessons that really, really. How to say, like, that really teach me to be an Imagineer, and I can say that if I may tell you my first journey, as I graduated, like as I arrived in Indonesia when I went for good, to Indonesia. At first, like I participated in graduate training program or management training program in one of the multinational insurance company. Wait. I would like to tell you, like, in this case, like, I don't wanna tell you the brand or the name of the company. I just give a clue about, let's say, insurance company or pharmaceutical company or something like that. So to make it more, to make it more confidential and to make it more, to make it more. So, is it okay for you?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Okay. So okay. And then there are 5 steps. Prior being accepted or prior being hired by the company, and when I passed first, second, third step, and in the fourth step, in the fifth step, I remember in the last step I was failed. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the story. At that time, I was given a study case. Not really study case, but such proposals, like a new program for that insurance company, and then in that case, it was stated that all the board were skeptical, and then please make sure that all your programs are reliable. Make sure all your programs were, how to say it, like were implementable, and then yeah, something like that, because like all the boards were skeptical and they won, and in this case I was really sure that they were skeptical about whether this program was profitable. Okay, so I don't think about it. Yep. I didn't think about the skeptical thinking or that, because like in imagining, like I also learned about, I would like to break the skeptical thinking. Like I want to show how I propose a new program from different perspective, and then from different approach. Like yeah, at the time, like I proposed three programs. The first program is, you know what, like usually like insurance company, they have let's say, oh, I couldn't find the proper word in English, how to say it, like do you know being this word for premi or something like that, like okay, let's say like this, when you pay some amount of money, let's say you pay 1 million rupiah a month, or let's say you pay 1 million rupiah per month for that for your insurance, or maybe and then you can get the facility of third class hospital room or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't know how to reframe it in English, like wait but
just,
I mean, like yeah, okay. And then I propose a new program. Let's say, how if we change the we change the benefit. Let's say if you pay 1 million, you can get a room with 3 beds or 4 beds in it, instead of okay, 1 million per month, you get a third class or second class or first class or something like that. So I would like to propose it is based on the number of the bed instead of the class of the room. Because why I propose that, because it's due to inflation. 1 million rupiah this year might have a different value for the next year, or might be different value in the next 2 or 3 years. Because like if you are entered in, if you buy the insurance package, it is for 5 or 10 years, right? So inflation must happen for the next 10 years. So I propose that instead of the benefit is for the class of the room, like why didn't we give the inflation, why we didn't give the benefit based on the number of the bed in the room. So that's my first proposal. The second proposal, like I propose to have the cooperation or to have the alliance with some universities. Okay, I think we have 3 values that we can offer to that from that cooperation. The first is we introduce the benefit of insurance to all students from the young age, and we introduce the importance of insurance and the protection or health or maybe death protection from the young age. That's the first value that I would like to offer. And the second is like sorry for that. And the second one is we can offer like okay the first the importance of the insurance, and the second one is if we have the cooperation, we can have such a, I mean like let's say like creative session program, or we put we provide opening in that university for a discussion, and we can have their innovative program from that discussion. Instead of we hire consultant, or we hire someone, or we hire, so we can get a free strategy or free consulting from millennials, from the students, and it's for free. And the third one, I propose a program, the insurance card become one with the student's card. So everywhere the students go, and let's say they got sick, and they got, how to say it, like they got they got illness, and they are far away from their parents. If they are protected by the insurance, in this case the insurance fee is one package with the student fee. Okay, but don't make it too expensive and don't make it too cheap. So yeah, let's make it affordable for the students. And then yeah, that's the, I think like that's the importance of the insurance. But you know what, like I was failed because like all the examiner asked me about the economical calculation. It's like, okay, what about the promoting fee, and about can we get the break-even point, or where? Yeah, I mean like it's about the return on investment, return on equity, and return of asset, and blah blah blah, something like that. Honestly, I didn't know that. I didn't think about that, and I never learned about that. Okay, because like.
I think that's also additional. Do you think
what? Sorry.
Like we learn more. Do you think that it's better if we as engineer also have input and knowledge about the ROI, the return on investment, and then how to how to count the profit, like what like killings that you
Yep. I think so, because like I like you know what, like okay, let's talk about it later. Let me continue. That's, I think that you can ask me with another question after this part. So let's focus on on this first.
I will reply that.
I promise I will reply. It's about the return on investment, return on equity, because like that's associated with my next journey as an imagineer. This experience really okay. You know what? Like okay, because like I didn't know about that, because like I before I graduated from imagineer, I was industrial engineer. So I also I graduated as industrial engineer, and I focused on supply chain management. So know about the promoting campaign or something like that. So I really don't know. I just, you know, like okay, I give you an idea. Okay, this is our idea. Why didn't we give it a try? And then, you know, like why should I think about those kind of things? You have your marketing strategy. I mean, you have your own marketing team. You have your own accounting team. And then we can work together. Why should I? That's the first anger, I can say anger, that pop up in my mind when I was rejected. And the funny facts is, you know, there's one of my there's another candidate who was accepted. Who was hired. When I saw his program, other insurance companies have that kind of strategy. It's all same. It's all the same. He just spoke with and faced it, and he was accepted, and he was hired. That's I can say like that's really ridiculous. How can I mean like Well, come on, man. Like, you prefer or you choose to be to play safe instead of you try something new. You know what? Like, my strategy. I propose my strategy to my friend who works in another insurance company, and it was accepted. You know what? Like, you know what my friend's boss said? Hey, it's a great idea. Why didn't we implement it? And you know what? Like, it was successful. It was successful. Like, yeah.
It's a good idea. It's
Okay. Cool. So, I can say like, he, I mean like, how to say it like, so okay, I faced this kind. So the first lesson that I learned from this from that failure. Okay. So I should face the skeptical, the skepticity or the skeptical thinking or the skeptical point of view of many Indonesian people, I can say, or many Indonesian leaders. So that's the first journey. And the second journey, like, I was hired by the authorized partner of the one of the largest, maybe I can say the largest e-commerce company from China. I'm sure you know that name, but please don't say that name. So I didn't work for that e-commerce company, but I worked for the authorized partner or authorized channel for that e-commerce. But yeah, I just worked there for 2 months, only 2 months, because like I didn't find the work-life balance. So just forget. So I didn't really implement, or I didn't see really innovation. Or innovation effort for that company. So forget about it. Just 2 months work for that company. They only focus on sales. Didn't think about something like that or a new approach or yeah. So just forget the second one. The third one, like, it's one of the interesting fact. I mean, like, I work for the. I work at the French pharmaceutical company. French pharmaceutical, and at that time, like, I was hired as the change management agent. It's interesting, change management. Okay. Fully engineering, but it's not as smooth. It was not as smooth as what we learned in engineering. Okay, so like, unluckily, I didn't to that project from the beginning. I only joined 2 months before that program went live. So what they did? Okay. They implement a new human resources integrated system. So it integrates globally. So it's not only in Indonesia, but it is also implemented in Latin America, North America, Europe, Southeast Asia, Asia Pacific, Africa, and then to all the continents, and in Australia as well. But there are a lot of things that need to be improved, and unluckily I didn't join that program from the beginning. But you know what, like, I remember that, you know what, like, when I learned imagining, when I studied imagineering, you know, like, we had an assignment to present to the CEO or to the management or to the leader of the company before we apply for the application company. I remember that, and from this I learned that. That the management team plays a very important role for the innovation. Why I said it? First, when I joined that company, that pharmaceutical company, I mean, the director or the leader didn't want to know about it. Okay, as long as it went live, it's all about my responsibility. So, you know what, like, man, really? Why? Because, like, the implementation, I can say, like, didn't really went smoothly. Many challenges that I have to cope with. The first thing is about the knowledge of that system. The main purpose of that system is good to make the independent action let's say if the manager would like to promote his subordinate, they can do it directly to that system, and then to make less documentation, to make less interaction, and to make it more efficient. The main purpose of that system is great. I can say it's great. It's a very innovative idea. But no matter how fancy your system is, if the people or the human resources didn't know or didn't have a good knowledge about the system, it would be meaningless, I can say. So, no matter how great your business process is, but when the executor, in this case the people or the human resources, doesn't really know or doesn't really have a good knowledge about the business process, it would be meaningless. So, like, there are a lot of I can say, like, some challenge that I have to train some managers, or some managers didn't want to know about it, and then I learn from that. So I learn how to approach, I learn how to train, I learn how to give the understanding about the system to some managers, to some employees, and to some not all, but some, I can say, to some management. Okay, it's a great system, so to reduce HR takes part in it, but you don't need to meet HR face to face, or you don't need to think about it. Just do it in the system. It's very simple. But you know, like, not only Indonesian, but Singaporean or Malaysian or Thai or maybe South Korean, that we think that all the people have all the people were tech savvy, they face the same situation. They face the same situation. Many senior management or maybe I can say Gen Z or Gen Y or Gen X, like the generation above us, Gen X, right? Like the people who were born between 60s or 70s or 80s, yeah, 60s to 70s, like that, like they didn't want to know about the system. They think like the current systems is the best, and they think like technological or the integrated system were too complex. I can say so. I can say that it was not complex, because like I was millennial and I was tech savvy, so I didn't really think about it. I didn't really care about it. And there is such a friction between me and all those Gen X, all of the Gen X employees. There's a friction between like, okay, when I would like to ensure, when I train them, when I try to give them understanding, like there was such a friction. different generation have different perspective, different generation have different point of view. But what made me proud is I successfully convinced them. So yeah, but it's patience. Like it needs patience. Like like you know what? Like I would like to give. I would like to share that innovation without the involvement of the management, it would be meaningless. Like I said, like I couldn't work alone. I can say like I need the cooperation, because like all the senior management, like even in my team, they only focus on day to day. They only focus on day to day work basis. They only focus on that. Like because like and why? Because like it is. I mean like their workload is too high. And they only focus, and they didn't want to think about it. So as long as there is me, the change management agent, so I think that's enough. But and the problem is when there's now, there is one funny fact that when there was an audit, and then there was some business processes, which were done manually, not through the system. The HR head was how to say like the HR head and all the HR business partners was I can say like was interrogated by the auditor from Paris, from the head office. And then you know what, like what do they ask me? And they call together thing and in my heart I said, oh Mon, when there is a trouble you called me, where have you been? Where have you been this far, man? You're like, we are a great we are a large company, we are a multinational company, and we should be innovative, not this kind of all out this company. That's my, I can say like that's my third journey. Yeah, that's my third journey as the change management agent. So I still face the skepticity, like the skeptical thinking of some employees, and then I also how to say it, like I mean like when in a company there are many Gen X or many employees that have stayed for more than 10 to 15 or maybe 20 years, work for that company for more than 20 years, they prefer or they choose to be just do it as the way it is. So they didn't want to learn something new. They only think that the old system is the best one. So yeah, it's the challenge. So I left the company. I left the company when my contract is end. When my contract was ended, I was sad because like there are still many rooms for improvement. Like I think like my time was not done yet, but yeah, you know what my biggest it's the biggest regret for me as an imagineer, when they offered me a new contract, I refused it. I was refused the new contract because like I would like to have a permanent hire, but they still offered me the contract. Yeah, that's one of the biggest regrets in my life as an imagineer. Like I didn't accept that new opportunity to improve the implementation of that system. So yeah, but whatever is over. Yeah. So next, I join a consulting firm.
Okay.
Like I was hired as a consulting firm, in a consulting firm, and I work as a research and development, business ecosystem research and development specialist. So my job is, I analyze and I do some research about trend, about the business trend, or let's say why business ecosystem. Let's say, I saw in your LinkedIn that you are the CEO of the, the childcare daycare.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and now you're still the CEO.
I sold the company when I moved to Netherlands.
Oh, so sad. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I moved to another school because, I think I cannot handle school when remote. I'm in Netherlands and the school is Indonesia, and we managing another people's kids. I think it's just too dangerous. Then I just make a pivot. So we make place and books that is product. So if there is a reject in product, just change the product. But if there is something happening in other people, children, so it's undoable. And so we just choose to sell it. Okay, next to your story.
okay, next. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, let's see. I would like to to make it more easier to understand. So let's say it's about the daycare company. Mm-hmm. What business ecosystem means? Yes. Okay. In that business, you have interaction or you have another stakeholders from that business. Let's say the ecosystem of that company, of course. Your own employee, your own human resources, and all the business process within that company. And then we should think about like the mothers or the working mothers who menitipkan, apa sih bahasa Inggrisnya?
to take care of their kids.
Okay, yeah, okay. So, who trust your company to take care of their children? So, that's another ecosystem. Another ecosystem maybe like the rule of the government, and also, that's only a small ecosystem. I mean, like that's a simple example of the business ecosystem. So, at that time, like I was asked by my boss to say, okay, anything when there is a project, I should analyze the business ecosystem. When the client would like to issue the electronic money, I should analyze all the ecosystems. Okay, the government, and who would be the user, who would be the target market, who is the issuer, who is the competitor, and then who is everything, and then I should analyze that. So it was very interesting because like we live in a interconnected era, so I should analyze everything, and it was so interesting. And then that's the first assignment. The second assignment is the leader of the company, one of the founders of the company, asked me to create a new examination board test. So it's called GIIPPT, which stands for Government Improvement Innovation People Process Technology. So he would like to make the interconnection between those two six elements. So when we came to the client, and then when we came to the client, okay, we have the score for that interconnection. I can say, okay, let me tell you the story, or let me tell you a bit detail about the what GIIPPT means. Okay, previously, like, let's make the case in the form a French pharmaceutical company. Let's make the case. People, process, technology. Those are the three elements, like three main elements, is in most, I can say not many, but I can say like in most available in the company. People, process, technology. That's the main, those are the three main elements, or those are three main resources in that company. Okay, people, process, and technology. I can say those are essential resources. Why? Let's say, if you have a great technology, you have a great technology, but the business process is still, I would say, is still irregular, or is still, I can say, inefficient, and the people, in this case, the human resources, didn't know about the technology, it would be meaningless. Okay? You have a great human resources, you have a great business process, efficient, effective business process, but when the technology didn't support you, I can say like, when the technology didn't do not support it, it would be meaningless. Yeah, you can think about, okay, you have a good human resources, you have a good technology, but the business process was still inefficient, and it would be meaningless as well. So those three elements should be well governed. Okay, when it well when governed, you have a great people, you have a great business process, you have great technology, they will think about the improvement, because okay, we are in the good step, they will think about the improvement. When they improve, they have a good spirit of innovation. Okay, that's the main goal of the. So I was asked by one of the founders to create this to create that board. So when we came to the company as okay, when we come to a client as the consultant, we can know about like how far. How good your human resources, how good your business process is, how good your technology is, are they well governed, or what about the improvement effort done by the company so far, and then do you have such an innovation point of view? That's the main idea.
So what you've done is make assessment board about three.
Yep. Yep, assessment board. Okay, thanks for the word. Assessment board. Board. Yeah, the assessment board. So, yeah, but still, you know what? Like, I can say like, the role or the involvement of the senior management was really important. But I didn't see I didn't see the high involvement. During the creation of this assessment, but I left that company.
Why? Happened?
Yeah, because I didn't say that they don't have a great effort. They have an effort in it, but still, most company most leader, they only think about the day to day. Or their daily jobs, daily activities, daily clients. Because it makes sense why, because it is their main income resources.
Okay.
So I can say if you want to read about innovation, go to the in LinkedIn, find Stefan Lindegaard. Okay, I will text you later on. Stefan Lindegaard. He talks about innovation in a very simple and a very communicative way. I learned from that page, he said that, and which I fully agree with it. He said that at least if your company wants to be innovative, at least as senior management, you should spare your 20% of your time focus on your innovation effort. At least 20%, not really that much. Okay, only 20%. I think like, okay, that makes sense. That really makes sense. Okay, you can still focus on your day-to-day or your current business core, but just spare your 20% of your time for the innovation effort. I think that's enough. Okay, so yeah. Okay. So, you know, like I had that's it. So that's my journey as a engineer. So I resigned from that company since at the time, like I got an offer from a company in Budapest in Hungary. Yeah? But when everything almost ready, my mom said, "Adi, please don't go. My feeling wasn't good." I said, "Why, mom? Please don't go." While my mom cried, and you know, like this COVID-19 outbreak really happens, and it's booming in the world. And I said, "Oh, my mom had a great feeling." So it was right.
Yeah.
Not excited.
I even.
yep. Yeah. You know what, like.
Mom was right?
No. I mean, like, and you know what, like, the position that offered by that company was the innovation, innovation designer team.
Ooh.
So like.
That's so hard.
So okay. Oh, I think it's a good position. Okay. By the time they ask, do I need to think about economical point of it? In this case, like the economy, she said you don't need to, but we will again with the marketing team, or the financial team. I think we could get with them. So okay, I think it's great. I only need to focus on the innovation area. So yeah, refuse that offer. So and how to say it?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of lot of lessons learned that I catch here. Yep. Like the first is maybe the most problem is the resistance of the people. Either it's skeptical or maybe because of the generation gap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also another problem is there is no line from the management and the team on the field, so, so it's not totally innovative. So how to do it? Maybe we have to focus more in innovation in 20% that you see. So it will work, not just day to day, daily basis. Because I think that's also actually that's my paper in a literature review about ambidexterity in innovation, and that's really a problem everywhere about how company could innovate, but they also should run their day to day daily business.
I think that would be a good paper.
It's killing everything. And actually, I'm curious about your story in the past story in the Sanofi. You say that you are successful to your success to convince them, convince them your success. What did you do in that time?
Okay. ya.
Hello, are you still there? Sorry, I cannot hear your voice now.
Hi, hello.
Can you still?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes,
are you
still
there?
Can you hear? Can you hear my phone? Okay.
What? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now it's yeah,
okay.
Now
okay.
I can hear you.
I convinced it. Like, okay. I had an. I have a final. I remember of my thesis being adaptive instead of reactive. If I was reactive, I would be very angry with you. I can say, "Oh, come on, how fool you are! It's a great, it's an easy and yeah, it's okay. Like it's okay, man. It's easy. It's simple. It's everything. Why don't you understand the Quran? Something like I think like the normal people will get angry. I mean like would be angry or would get angry with this situation, but I think I learned to be more adaptive. Okay, let's say when I face a 50 years old man, if I face a 50, if I train or if I taught the 50 years old man, it would be different if I taught the I mean like 20 or 30 years old man. It would be different. Okay, I should choose the right words. I should choose the right approach. And at that time, like, it's if I train the 50-year-old man, I try to make it more simple words. Let's say, what you know so far about this business process? And he said, okay, from this. Okay, sir, it's the same. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say it's your page, and then just okay. If you think about this business process, what's in your mind? So approach, and then I make a simple thing. Okay, I can say like, okay, click this, and click this, and that's all. Okay, that's not my goal. My goal is to make him understand. To make him really, really understand the dynamics and then the business process in that system. So, yeah, that's the change. I have to train, you know, like I should train at that time. I ever trained 20 employees in a day with different background, different ages, and different. And then I should think really quickly how to convince them. So, okay, that's the important of the appreciative inquiry, yeah. the appreciative, that's the importance of the story, the beautiful storytelling, and then yeah, the so I should learn. I like that's the way I convince them. Different people have different approach, different people have different perspective, and that's what makes this life wonderful, I guess, and that's what makes. I didn't see it as a problem, but I didn't see it as the opportunity for me to learn, to adapt, to be more adaptive, to be more creative. Yeah, I think, yep, okay.
Okay, actually, I have
questions. No worries.
To dig in. I think we need a little break because, so that our listeners will have
okay, no problem.
To digest
so,
what we have told because it's very wonderful, I think.
No worries.
Yeah, so I will make a little break and I will come back.
Okay,
in 5 minutes.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure. Please. Okay, yep. Okay.
See you,
Melinda.
Welcome everybody in the Change the Lens podcast.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
yeah, now we will continue our conversation, mm-hmm. our dialogue
okay.
about immigrating. Mm-hmm. And now I want to ask you, actually, what is being an immigrant means to you, mm-hmm. to Adi? And what actually the role of an immigrant in your perspective?
Okay, it's interesting. So for me, being an immigrant is to be the architect of the future.
Oh, cool.
I didn't dream about to be the architect of the future of the world, but I only dream about the architecture of the future of me, and my small community, and about my business as well. So the first mean like the architect of the future. You know what? Like, do you believe or not that I've predicted that the economic situation would be like this, would be like nowadays. I've predicted it since 2016, I guess. Oh no, since 2017 or two. I remember. And since 2016, yep, 2016. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the story.
Okay.
So, you know, like, did you remember in our first session that I was failed in the management trainee recruitment process in the insurance company? I was failed because like I didn't know about the financial ratio or the financial or the economical calculation. After that failure, I learned about that. I learned about the financial ratio, about the return on investment, return of equity, return of asset, and debt to equity ratio, and all about the ratio. I realized that it was important by the insurance company. You know what? Like, okay, logically, like, no, but do you know that? I mean, do you know how the insurance company works? By the way,
what?
Do you know how insurance company works, by the way?
I don't really know, actually, but yeah.
Okay.
It's collecting money from people, and then they invest it to another pools or another... And yeah,
That's why all those financial ratios is important, because like it will reduce the risk. Okay, so after that, they invest in this. Okay, so I learned about the investment.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about the investment, and finally I choose to invest in stock market. Okay, so or in bahasa we call it saham, right? So. Okay, and then you know what, like in stock market, like this is fundamental and technical analysis. In fundamental, you learn about the financial ratios, all about the management system, all about the economic status of the company. It's all about fundamental and technically. It's only about the graphical thing and. It's all about the graphical. I found a mentor. He is the best mentor that I have ever met. I really owe him. He has predicted this. He has predicted since 2017. You know what he said? He said like this. To all my friends. He didn't say to all my students, to all my friends, if you want to believe me or not, it's all up to you. But I predicted the first Trump will win, and it happened.
Yes.
Trump will win. There will be a war in around 2019, in around 2018 to 2019. There will be a war, and there will be a huge. Major economic crash in 2020. So, get to you, manage your money wisely, save you a lot of money, to buy a stocks in 2020. He said that. And then, you know, like, I didn't look from him. But, you know, like, the current is such a 10-year cycle. You know, do you remember the global crisis, the global crisis in 2008? Do you remember that? Did you experience that? Because like I didn't, because like in 2008 I was still 17 years old. I still 17 years old, and then I didn't really know about it, but you know, like I learned about the historical perspective of JKSE or the Indonesian Stock Exchange Market. I learned about the historical thing, and what I learned is there was a 10-year cycle. So okay, from that from my mentor's words, there will be in 2018 there will be a war. I mean, like it happened, the trade war between trade and technological war. In trade and tech war between China and America, and then and now there will be a huge market crash caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. So it happens. Do you know what I did? So I learned about the historical data about it, because like imagining is innovation from experience perspective, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Indonesian network.
Okay.
I'm not wrong to remember the last word that I hear from you is imagining is about innovation from experience perspective.
Okay, since it was for the
there is no sound at all.
No worries. Okay, so since it is the experience from experience perspective, like I learned about the historical data, and from that data, like I interpret that data, and I had the perspective like it's like a 10-year cycles. So like okay, 2008, and it was begin again. It began again in 2018, and I guess that what my mentors were right. So, so you know what? Like, okay, I start. At 2008. Okay, so every time I work, every time I receive my salary, I manage my money independently. I learn more to invest in stock market instead of gold, which I've been doing for almost. Until now, it is almost for almost 9 years, I guess. For almost 9 or 10 years, I forgot because like I've started investing in gold since I was since I was 17. It's more than 10 years now. So I learned about the stock market and I learned about it, and you know what, like. In 2018, like it started, like the stock market, the Indonesian stock market became more volatile, and then since I've learned about the about all those financial ratios, and all about the technical analysis, like I can enter the market with a strong faith. I can say with a straight face. So, you know, like, okay, besides that, on the other hand, like, you know what, like, when the market became volatile, people tend to invest or save their money in a safe haven, such as gold or Japanese yen, in foreign currency. So, since I have gold, since I have safe gold, you know, like the gold price has reached 900,000 rupiah per gram, and then the price raised so highly, really rocketed. You know, like, since I've known what the future would like, I can prepare it from the beginning. So now I got good stock from I got a good stock in a good price, and I got a huge dividend, and I got the huge profit from the gold. So I mean, like, so being an imagineer, like the architect, that's not really the architect of the future. That's the predictor of the future, I guess. Yeah. So I've known about it. So being an imagineer really teaches me, how to see something from different perspective, to see the opportunity. Because, like, during the market crisis, they only blame the situation. They only blame the situation, and then, okay, I lost my job and I lost everything. But as an imaginary changes or problems, I view it as the opportunity.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I see it as the opportunity. Sorry?
What kind of opportunity that you see?
Yeah, I saw this opportunity because, like, I saw back to stock market perspective, like, it's the opportunity to find a good stock very cheap. That's the opportunity for me. I take the profit from it. So, like, it's the real, and then that's the first point. The second point, like, you know what, like, I saw the trend of the franchising business, and you must realize and know, like, there are many nowadays like a coffee trend, or the coffee to go trend, or boba trend, tea boba milk tea.
Yeah, right.
I know the trend that Indonesian people are most of our followers, not creators. Okay, and then how to say it, like, you know, that it might be future, there are many franchise business later on, or there will be many coffee to go business. So at that time, like, since 2 years I start from last year in 2019, in 2019 I started to franchise a coffee to go business. I play it safe, honestly. I play it safe because, like, I didn't want to risk my, I can say, I didn't want to risk my capital to create something new without a without a good preparation. So I started to franchise a coffee to go business with a small capital. But yeah, it's profitable. So I mean, like, you should see the what the future is like, and then okay, as an engineer, I see what the futures would like combined by analyzing the current trend, the current business trend. So yeah, I should close temporarily my cafe to go business due to the lockdown policy from the government. But I think when the lockdown, I mean, like when the COVID-19 outbreak has over, then yeah, I'm sure that this business will run again. So yep, that's it. And then yeah, the second one, being an imaginer, see the change, the to be more adaptive in change instead of real. So you know what, like okay, I have a story. Well, like I have a hobby in photography, and I've never worked with a model. And then, okay, before I continue my story, have you ever read a book, Who Moved My Cheese?
I know that book, but I never
okay.
read it, but I haven't.
Okay, read that book. It's a nice book with a very good story. So what's the relationship with the model? Okay, I'm gonna tell you this story. The book is so imagineering. You should read that. The book is so imagineering.
Oh.
That book is imagineering. Yeah, like this. I've ever worked with a model, and then the model really yesterday night, before I slept, she contacted me. She texted me. Hi Adi, do you have a job? Do you have a photo shoot job? Or may I be your model once again? And I said, because like, okay, and I said, why? I've known the answer, but yeah, just what? Apa situasi ya? Just an intro. Unfortunately I have no job, and I ask her why. She said that all the events were cancelled, and her job become less and less, and you know, like it's been 2 months that she has no job, and her money, like her save or her deposit, become less and it's almost gone. And she needs a job. Okay, and then so it's important, like the lesson, the imaginary lesson that I learned is to more adaptive in change. Yeah, so who knows that the economic situation become like this? Like almost nobody knows.
Yeah, it's really.
Yep, almost nobody knows. But since 2017 or 2018, my mind has predicted, and I became more aware. Okay, so instead of being and you know what, like there is one of my there is a friend of mine, she works as a tour guide, but yeah, since all the flights, all the tours and all the events were canceled and everything, she came to me, she cried for this situation, and I said this, hey, wipe all your tears, stop crying. I hate to see you cry because you look very 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 ugly when you cry. I said like this, when you're crying. Okay, I'm gonna help you. I can cook. Okay, sell my dishes, sell my meal, you have a good you have a very good in selling, you have a very good skill in communication, just sell what you need. Okay, do you agree with it? So we could create, you know, like I create pempek fish cake, traditional fish cake. I create pempek, or I create cake, or I create a snack, and she sold it. It's a co-creation, right? So instead of that, we blame the condition. Okay, give us a very very powerful tools, which is our brain, to think, not to act. Okay. Friend.
Okay, Adi. So yeah, let's talk about pempek. If I'm not understand it wrong, about how to in this condition, in this uncertainty and VUCA world condition. Yeah, can you explain more about your story with your friends, the model friends who have no job in this corona
situation? Okay, so from that story, like what I would like to say is like, okay, if there's a change or if there is an unwanted situation, just find another solution. I mean, like use your creativity or find a find a new business partner, or the important lesson is find a new opportunity. Like a friend of mine who works as a tour guide, so she came to me, and then she sells my meals. I cook meals, and then she sells it. So it means that the opportunity is everywhere. As long as you find it, as long as you search for it, and as long as you look for it, you will find it. So yeah. Now the story of selling my meal, like okay, I got profit, she got profit, and we have a win-win solution. So that's it. So I mean, like, so being adaptive to any changes, being adaptive to any situations, and then use your creativity to find a new opportunity in every situation. Yeah, that's it.
Great. Mm-hmm. So if I can conclude that in this COVID-19 condition, very uncertainty for everyone, our imaginary lens can help to survive and also grow in this condition the first is being adaptive to education rather than reactive and maybe feel gloomy condition, and the second is always search for opportunity, because there is actually opportunity if we can see from another lens, if we can see from another perspective. Am I right?
Yep, right. That's true.
Yeah. So, okay. If the people predict that this COVID-19 condition may be long last until next 2 or 3 months, and if maybe we reach that month and want to kick back, want to grow back again, and what do we do with our imaginary glass, and then what can we do to prevent the same thing happen to us, like the lack of income and etc. with our imaginary glass? Is there any tip from you?
Okay, so I remember the story of the who moved my cheese. Like, okay, it's that works. So cheese represents our current or our like most precious sources. So I mean, it's like okay, for the current situation, like I've replied previously, finding opportunity, okay, when this situation recovered, we should find another cheese. I mean like another resources. So I mean like, okay, do you know like there are many companies that build their own subsidiaries, like they have a product diversification. Their goal is, let's say if business A declines, they still have business B. So that's what we should do. Okay, don't count on one resources. Don't count on one cheese. So as you learn from this. From this situation, you've learned to find a new opportunity. You've learned about how it feels when your resources is gone, or maybe you have a lack a source of income. So when you learn it, I know that learn from your experience. Experience is a great teacher. Being innovative from your experience perspective. So I mean like. Okay, use your creativity to build another sources. I mean, like in this case, like income resource. So when this shit happen again, I guess like okay, you have not only one, maybe two, three, four, and more source of income to overcome this to overcome this. I can say shit. I still remember it's all about creativity, opportunity. Okay, I still remember those material in imaginary. So yeah, that's it. Okay. One more. Learn something new. So like me, I never learned about financial intelligence or financial knowledge. So I learn, and now. It's become my new tools and it's become my new knowledge to compete in stock market, to become a stock trader, to become a commodity trader. So yeah, learn something new. So when you learn something new, you can find other ways to survive. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
And we talk about learning, because we talk about learning. So I'm curious actually.
Okay.
If you are invited to Imaginary Academy as maybe a guest lecturer or guest speaker.
Okay.
So what do you want as the improvement for the Imaginary study, for the improvement for Imaginary knowledge, mm-hmm. to make the better Imaginary alumni that may be better in surviving in the condition?
Okay, interesting. Okay, the main topic that I would like to learn, that I wish that I learn from Imagineering is, and what I wish to deliver maybe or to suggest, it's about risk management. Risk management. Why? Because like innovation. Is associated about something new, and something new, mm-hmm. sometimes and most of the times, it is so risky. Let's say just one simple story. Do you know the electronic money, like flash or e-money, flash from BCA and e-money from Mandiri Bank, you know it?
It's a card with your money, but without any bank account, right? Because we don't have it at next time. So maybe our listeners in Netherlands cannot understand what is the electronic
money. Okay, like it has a risk about the terrorism fund. It has the risk mm-hmm. it's the money without bank account, and when you lose the card, you lose your money. It's about the risk. Mm-hmm. So. How do you mitigate the risk? Or maybe, let's say, if you want to, remember my story in the French pharmaceutical company, okay?
Yeah,
my story, okay. New system,
The risk is the people don't understand it. There is a risk of data leak. There is a risk of a system lag, or there is a risk of something like that. So I really wish when we really wish to learn about the risk management, when we would like to innovate, what that will follow us and how to mitigate. So yeah, that's the only one thing that I would like to say about risk management. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So we don't only think about new ideas, like new approaches or new innovation, but also about the risk in how and when we implement it.
Yep.
What is the risk and how to overcome, how to
mitigate
the risk.
Right. Okay.
I really hope that you can be a speaker in Imagine. Yes, I think it's very important, the risk management, and until now, until our year, I think there is still very lack of risk management.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's really
true.
Also. Okay. Yeah, because it has been already afternoon. Yeah, we must be hungry and need to eat it and do nothing else. So I will say thank you so much for your time, for your energy, for your knowledge and sharing. Hope it will be a very fruitful discussion for our listeners too. Yeah, and for the last, maybe if you have one-liner message for another imager around the world, because maybe this podcast will be listened by many around the world. Maybe you can give us like a closing statement, just one line or two lines.
Okay, just one line.
What should we do? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. I can hear.
Okay.
You.
Okay. So only one line. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
So only one line from me. We are all Imagineers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make this world a better place. Make this world a beautiful place. Okay. Additional words. Make this world beautiful. Make this world a better place with our innovative thinking. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Okay.
More podcast. Okay. About engineering in the future. Okay. See you. See you later. And
goodbye. Have a good day, Melinda. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you
for you too. Okay, Lens Changers, thank you for listening the episode of conversation with one of Imagineering alumni, Adi Ananta Pratama. But don't worry, we are not ended here, because we will have more interesting and more exciting episode in the next podcast. So, see you and have a nice day.